जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Mood of Our Guru Parampara, delivered on 26th of July 2019 in Calgary, Canada.
Gopi Jana Bala Bhaiwala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Prabhupada, when he started the first ISKCON temple in New York, he also started the Sunday feast, which gives everyone an opportunity to get together and hear spiritual topics. Those of you who are regular visitors to the temple probably know that this year is very special. Why is it special? We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of ISKCON incorporation. The last year we celebrated the Golden Jubilee of Prabhupada's voyage on which ship? So 50 years for any institution is very significant, especially for a spiritual institution. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayani. Radha Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why does God appear? Who knows why? What does Gita say? Yada 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 mazaklani vafi bharata. Supreme Mandana Masina. Why does the Lord appear? To establish Dharma. Paritanaya Sadhunam Vinayasya Duskutam Dharma Sansapadathaya Sambhavam Yogyari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God who gave us the process of self-realization in this age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the planet over 500 years ago in Navadev Dham, and he popularized the chanting of the holy names all over India. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay on the planet, virtually the whole country of India had become Vaishnavas. When Lord Chaitanya went on his tour of southern India, people would come to see him from a great distance. They were seeing him, they would get inspired to chant. And others who see them, they would get inspired to chant. So by this process, the chanting of the holy name the chanting of the holy name is spread to the whole country. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Pithivithi Achi Jata Nangaradigam Sarvada Pachara Vaibhi Murinam. This is in simple Bengali, which means in every town and village of the world, my name will be chanted. Who made this prediction? God. God made the prediction. When God makes a prediction, it has to come true. Just like all the predictions of Srimad Bhagavatam had come true. So our acharyas. Acharya is also now a family name in India, especially South India. But when we use the word acharya, we mean a fully empowered spiritual teacher. A fully empowered spiritual teacher has unlimited spiritual powers. So our acharyas endeavored to make this prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come true. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great acharya. Some of you may have read his books. During the British rule, he was the district magistrate. This was the highest position an Indian could hold. And he, in a brief span, re-established the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he had predicted that very soon, a Maharathi. You know the meaning of Maharathi? A powerful general will appear, will take the holy name all over the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote nearly 100 books in English, Oriya and Bengali, and many of the books were written in English. Most of the bhajans that we sing, including the bhajan he just sang, you heard in Gaurardi, were composed by him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur identified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original place of birth, and he established the importance of pure bhakti. At the time he was on the planet, there was a bogus incarnation in Orissa who was claiming that I am Mahavishnu, and on this pretext he would flirt with people's daughters, wives and sisters. A lot of complaints went to the British government against this imposter. And the British government knew that Thakur Bhaktivinoda was a man of high integrity. So they asked him to handle this assignment. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this imposter, was staying in a jungle and he had thousands of followers. Thakur Bhaktivinoda went there with his police force. He took with him Mohammedan policemen, but he knew the Hindu policemen may not touch the sadhu. So then this imposter had mystic power. He so when Bhaktivinoda Thakur reached his hut, he said, Kedarnath Datta, I know why you have come here, but you don't know who I am. I am Mahavishnu, and when I drive the Britishers out of India, I'll make you the viceroy of India. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you are Mahavishnu, what are you doing in the jungle? You should be residing in the Jagannath temple. This is not your residence. And the imposter said, that statue of wood, Jagannath, that's not God. I'm God. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then got this man arrested. Thousands of people were protesting every day. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made a big mistake. He's put God behind bars. And this man had mystic powers. Thakur Bhaktivinoda's entire family, wife and children, became critically ill, almost on the verge of death. And everyone was saying, please release him. This is your punishment, putting God in prison. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a genuine acharya. He knew that this man was poor. He did not really think. He said, let my wife and children die, but I'm not going to do something wrong. And it was a trial for 18 days. And ultimately, the imposter committed suicide. So Thakur Bhakti Nath was a great visionary. And he wrote a book on the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sent it to universities around the world. And one of the universities he sent it was in Canada. Was it Miguel? Okay, which was Miguel University in Montreal. The book was sent in 1896, and at least in 1967, when our ISKCON temple opened in Montreal, the book was still there. You see, for 71 years, the book was in the library. That's why our acharyas have encouraged book distribution. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had prayed to the Lord, please may he send a successor who can carry forward this movement. In response to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer, the Lord sent Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is also described as the ray of Vishnu. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a very empowered preacher, staunch brahmachari, never used a mirror in his life, never sat with his back to the wall, and who founded the Gaudiya Math. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed on the lamp to his son when he was born. It was a tradition in those days that the Rathyatha cart would stand in front of the house of the district magistrate. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur's wife took the young child who was born, Vimla Prasad, placed him on the feet of Lord Jagannath, and a garland from Lord Jagannath fell on his lap, thereby signaling that this boy is very auspicious. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent his representatives to the West to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Srila Prabhupada Paunacharya appeared in 1896. His father's name was Gormonde, a pious Vaishnava. He was, in Prabhupada's words, a middle-class man, but a great Vaishnava who would regularly serve sadhus. Regularly, sadhus would be invited to his house, and when they would be leaving, they would say, sir, what can we do for you in exchange? And he would say, just bless my son, then he becomes a great devotee of Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada, as we said yesterday, at the age of 7, he would organize the Rath Yatra. And as India was under the British rule those days, Prabhupada was very active in Mahatma Gandhi's freedom movement. He was one of the leaders of the students' group. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as we said, was constantly endeavoring to preach pure Vaishnavism and spread Vaishnavism all over the world. Prabhupada had a friend who met him in 1921, and the friend told Prabhupada, there is a very special sadhu in Calcutta. I want you to come and meet him. Prabhupada said, I have met so many sadhus. I'm not impressed by them. I don't want to meet any sadhus. And his friend said, This sadhu is not like the other. You push it away. One more question. I'm sorry. Give me one more question. He said, this sadhu is not like the others. He's very special. So Prabhupada went to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Ji in 1921 at the Gaudiya Math in Calcutta. Bhaktisiddhanta Ji could see that this man is very special, namely Prabhupada. He could see that this man is empowered. So he said in the very first meeting.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.